Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Into our second hour, what's up? Welcome back, or good morning, good afternoon. Maybe missed hour number one, and you're just joining us. Great to have you here. Live in the Quicken Loan Studios, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. I am Jim Rome. Busy, busy Monday for you. In other words, well, among other things, we talked about the NBA Finals in hour number one. Chris Haynes, an ESPN NBA reporter, joined me. Coming up momentarily, the head coach of the Orlando Magic, Steve Clifford. Coming up next segment, the so-called Box of Chaos. It's official. The National Radio Hall of Fame balloting is now open. The polls are open. You can vote, which means I do owe you your five demands. Or at least I got to put the five demands out there. If you can somehow, some way, vote me into the National Radio Hall of Fame, I will make good on five of your demands. That's coming up next segment. Doc Emmerich, NHL and NBC play-by-play announcer, joins me in hour number three. I've already told you how to vote for the Hall of Fame. I'll reset that for you momentarily. This email does read, Jim, do you want votes from an email address like this? Thanks, Lewis in Wisconsin. I'm not going to read the guy's email address, but yes, Lewis, that works. You can vote from any email address, even that one. In fact, I would encourage you to do so, but you can only vote once per email address. Dear Jim, I threw four votes your way all the way from Morocco. Warn me also giving John Tesh some love based solely on that sweet synth basketball theme that he made back in the day. It is true. When you go to that page, when you go to that website, his category comes up too. That is a cool tune, right? Dear Rome, I'm sitting here trying to eat lunch and listen to the program, but my boss has been babbling nonstop for the last 20 minutes. It's really making it impossible to focus on the jungle. I finally snapped and said, will you please shut up and text 800 to 96000? And while you're at it, go to radiovote.com and vote for Jim Rome. Needless to say, that's four for me. Phil in Missouri. My man, good looking out. Way to go. I'm asking you to vote for me, please. But mobilize this thing. Find as many people as you can to do the same thing. We have to do everything we can. Ask not what I can do for you. In fact, go ahead and ask what I can do for you. Ask what I can do for you, because next segment, I'm going to break open the box of chaos. And then you'll find out. At The Real Left Hook tweets, should we make multiple email accounts so we can destroy the competition? All I'm saying is you can vote once per email account. All right, more on that in a minute. You have your telephone number. Use it. Use it. 1-800-636-8686. As promised, we are joined by the head coach of the Orlando Magic. He is the 14th head coach of the Magic. He was introduced on Wednesday as their new head coach. He led Charlotte to the playoffs twice as a head coach. He spent five seasons as an assistant in Orlando. The Magic were 25-57 this past season. Their new head coach is Steve Clifford. He joins us right now. Steve, it is great to have you back on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Steve, it's so good to have you. I would imagine there were a number of opportunities that you could have taken. So what was it about the opportunity with the Magic that made it feel like it was the right move and the right fit for you?
Well, the two biggest parts were, one, ownership. You know, the DeVos family, who have been the owners here since the franchise, you know, came here to Central Florida, who were, you know, so supportive and so committed to us the last time I was here. And then the management team, Jeff Waltman, John Hammond, guys that are veterans of the NBA, have been around. And the more we met and spoke, I just had a real comfort level with both of them.
Steve Clifford, my guest. And then on top of that, Steve, you got the players, of course. At your introductory press conference, plenty of your new players showed up, and they were there to watch it. What did that mean to you?
Oh, I thought it was great, and I've had a good chance to. Well, I've spoken with all of them. I've had a chance to have long meetings with the majority of them, and I think that it's a hungry group. I think a group of guys who want to improve quickly and are willing to work towards it. So the big thing we need to be focused on right now is just having a good off season. But I think in talking with them, the approach is there, and I'm looking forward to working with each of them.
Magic head coach Steve Clifford joining us. Now, at the introductory press conference, you were asked about what you've learned since you were with the Magic as an assistant coach. And you gave a great answer, I thought. It's one that I could spend an entire interview on. But you talked about what it was like in Los Angeles and watching Kobe and Steve Nash, Pau, Dwight, and Meta. And you watched how they worked together and how they were as teammates. So what was your biggest takeaway and what did you learn most from your time here in L.A.?
Well, I think that, the dynamic of the group. Four of those guys will be Hall of Famers. And it was a group, as you know, I'm sure you remember, there were great expectations for that group to start the season. We had a bunch of injuries, got off to a slow start. And to watch, I think, within the different personalities from, Kobe's, I think, just will to win and how that brought our team together to really Steve Nash's was the great unifier, such an incredible communicator with each of his teammates on a daily basis. And, we had some tough, tough weeks there where things weren't going our way. But I think as much as anything, it was those two guys' leadership that allowed us to stay together. And people forget, we're 28-12 the last 40 games that year. And if we wouldn't have had so many injuries, I think we would have been a team in the playoffs that nobody would have wanted to play.
Steve Clifford joining us. Now, in terms of a team that nobody wants to play, your team president, Jeff Weltman, said something I thought was really interesting. He said what he likes is that when you play a Steve Clifford team, you have to beat them, that those teams never beat themselves. What's it mean to hear that? And then how do you go about developing a team that does not beat itself?
Well, it starts in this league, again, as you know, with having smart players, which – the more I'm watching here, breaking down this film, I really believe that we have. And, when I was a high school coach, I remember when the first clinics I went to, Coach Knight said that the sign in the locker room at Indiana was victory favors the teams that don't beat themselves. And so being low turnover, winning the turnover game, being able to defend without needless fouls so that you have a chance to win the free throw game every night, and then playing with great purpose, having a great idea on the floor with each playing group of where the ball needs to get and having multiple ways to get it there, I think are the simplest ways. And again, it all gets back to having smart players, intelligent players who understand what it takes to win. And I believe that we have a good foundation of that here.
Magic head coach Steve Clifford joining us. Now, Steve, earlier this season, you made the very difficult decision to step away from the team for a period of time to address your health. Knowing how hard you grind, knowing the competitor that you are, I have to think that things were probably really tough, really rough for you to do that. What was your life like at that point, and how were you feeling physically?
Well, I appreciate you asking. I feel great now. I'd say this is probably the best I've felt in years. At that point, what had happened was it was really the culmination of 2 years of a cycle of headaches, which were getting more and more severe, which were leading to difficulty sleeping, which then contributed to the headaches getting worse. So, it had been, like I said, going on for a couple of years. They were bad enough a year ago so that the team doctors had made me do an MRI at the All-Star break just to make sure there were no, real significant issues. Again, it was, I guess what I found, Jim, as much as anything was I couldn't live, work with that little sleep at 54 and 55 the way I did at 50 and 51. So I've made an adjustment that way. It's really as simple as I sleep, probably 90 more minutes per night, and I feel great now.
Steve Clifford, my guest. You know, I appreciate that answer, Steve. I think I want to be clear about this, though. You went through a series of tests that eventually ruled out a brain tumor or a stroke, which obviously is great, great news. But at the same time, when you're going through those tests and you hear things like that, brain tumor or stroke mentioned as a possibility, I mean, that seems like a really terrifying thing. What was that like?
Oh, that's the scariest part. I spent 10 days and, as doing what we do, I mean, we're in a similar field, is similar situation here where you're working long hours. It's a labor of love. Sometimes it's all fun, and it can just catch up with you. And the biggest part, again, with the headache issue is finding out what the source is. And so what you find is that what most people don't understand, or I didn't understand, is most really severe headache issues come as a result of overworking, stress, or not sleeping enough. And it's actually very common. It's common in our profession. So I was fortunate that there were no other, physical reasons that, my issue was simply not sleeping enough, and it caught up with me.
See, let me ask you this. I mean, you and I, we've talked about this in the past, but when we talk about your journey from Woodland High School in Maine, I mean, there's only one way to get from coaching in Washington County, Maine, to the NBA, and that is to grind, my man, to outwork everybody. Obviously, you're very bright and you're talented, but that was a grind. Knowing that, was it challenging to step away? And then what'd you take away from that experience when you finally did get a little bit of time away from that grind?
Well, yeah, I mean, I get coaching is like any other profession. You know, it takes a certain amount of work. And then the other thing that happened for me that had an impact on me was my first NBA situation was the staff was Jeff Van Gundy in New York with Don Chaney, Tom Thibodeau, and Kevin O'Neill. So, I mean, if you showed up at 5:30, you know, guys were looking at you like, where have you been?
Right.
You know? And so it was just kind of the way that I learned how to do it. In terms of being out, I mean, the biggest thing for me was, I've never doubted how much I enjoyed coaching, but you just miss, being around the players, being around the staff, the challenge of getting ready for the NBA every night. And then the sad thing is, to be quite honest with you, I also find out, I don't know how to live well, without the challenge of getting ready for the next game. As soon as I started to feel better, outside of reading, I really found out that when I do stop coaching, I'm going to have to find other things that I enjoy doing.
You know, it's so interesting. So many guys like that say exactly the same thing, Steve, that they don't have hobbies, that this is their thing. This is what they do. This is who they are. And they never develop these other interests because there was never any time for it or any interest. But the good news is you got the situation addressed. You're doing so much better. You probably adjust your approach. So how excited are you then to get to work and start to build something special in Orlando?
I can't wait. We have working with Jeff and John. We have our staff is coming together. Actually, two of those guys are flying in tonight. I'm actually, as we're speaking, I'm sitting here watching Jonathan Isaac and Wesley Wondu work out. And I'm going to be actually coming out there on Friday to meet with Aaron Gordon. So getting to know the guys, getting these guys into good summer routines, and looking forward to a great offseason.
Well, it's great to hear your voice. Steve Clifford is back. He is the head coach of the Orlando Magic. He'd already spent 5 seasons there as an assistant coach. He's in great health. You sound like you are in great spirits, Steve. Really nice to have you on the program. Great to hear your voice, and really nice to talk to you once again.
You too, Jim. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
My man, have a great day, and let's do it again during the season, and it's great to have you back. Steve Clifford, great coach. God, that's so true, right? You can hear that. I mean, man, we're getting more and more of this. That it is such a grind and nobody wants to really ask for any help until maybe it's too late. And then he found out exactly what was going on and found out it wasn't something physical per se, but it was stress. He was not getting enough sleep. There was excessive stress and kept grinding harder and harder, and it made it worse and worse. And then he found out. I want to thank my man, George Galante, with the Orlando Magic. Boy, he does a great job. George, what's up, brother? Thanks for that, George. Good looking out. Appreciate you looking out for the show, and I appreciate you helping turn the coach around. Steve Clifford, my guest. Magic fans, if you want to talk Magic basketball, I'm always happy to do that. 1-800-636-8686. When we come back, and clones, thank you very much. The reaction coming off that segment about the Hall of Fame has been amazing on Twitter and on social. But when we come back, the aforementioned box of chaos. We go into it. I pull your five demands. That's next segment. Falling into bed has taken on a whole new meaning ever since I've started to sleep on my Casper mattress. Their engineers have created an amazingly comfortable sleep experience. Get one and you'll know exactly why it is the internet's favorite mattress. Casper has created three unique mattresses to help you sleep cool and comfortably year-round. For instance, the Wave is engineered to relieve pressure at 36 different points. The Casper mattress is more breathable and comfortable than ever before. And the Essential mattress is innovation, and it's at a great, great price point. All of them are designed to coddle and comfort your every move. They all provide the perfect support for every position that you sleep in. Find out why Casper has hundreds of thousands of happy customers like me. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com, use the code name Rome, and save $50 on the purchase of select mattresses. Casper.com, code name Rome, save $50. Terms and conditions do apply. See the site for details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Tomorrow night at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, CBS Sports Network gets the ball rolling with the PBA Tour Finals as top boys compete for big money and even bigger title. Only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports, CBS Sports Network, also the home of the Jungle Simulcast. Look for that Monday through Friday. My thanks to Steve Clifford. Coming up, top of the hour, we talk hockey with Doc Emmerich. Man, it's a busy week. Great week. Tremendous week. And now it's time. You heard me mention it earlier today in the program. The polls are now open for the National Radio Hall of Fame. And you can vote for me right now by texting 800 to 96000. Once again, 800 to 96000. Let me also remind you, standard text and data rates do apply. You can also go to radiovote.com, bang the ballot box right there. And remember, and this is key, it's not one or the other, it's both. Vote twice. Now that the polls are open, it is officially time for the box to open as well. The box that I'm referring to is this crappily painted, oversized wooden box from Joann's Fabrics that we have appropriately titled the Box of Chaos. If you're watching on TV, you can see the box right now. It's not a metaphor. It's an actual box. This is not theater of the mind. It's an actual box. It's been painted black. It's chalked up with the gloss, the Box of Chaos. Maybe you're wondering exactly what is in this box.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
I'll tell you what's in the box. What's in the box is a grip of demands that clones from coast to coast and in Canada have been writing in for the past several weeks. And I said it before, I'll say it again right now. You listeners have the hammer. I need you more than you need me. And by the way, these other guys that I'm going up against, they're already showing up on other people's shows. They're already pushing it. They're already promoting it. They're going in. They're going hard. I need you to do the same thing. Some of you said you would, but you want to know what's in it for you. You demanded something in return. So I agreed to do the deal. I agreed to negotiate with you. You write in a demand that you want me to pay off on the program. If it's reasonable, I put it in this box, the Box of Chaos. Today is the day we open up the Box of Chaos. I'm going to randomly draw five out of the box. The five that I pull from the box will be our agreed upon negotiation. If you vote me into the National Radio Hall of Fame, I will make good on 5 of those demands. That simple. If you get me in, I promise to make good on what I pull from that box momentarily. All right, today's the day, Monday, June 4th. The polls are open. It means it's time for me to go into the box and find out what's at stake for all of us between now and when the polls close in 2 weeks. Now, before I draw from the box of chaos, here is a list of exactly what is in there. If it's on this list, it means I can pull it and I have to pay it off. Here is your list. This is what's in this box. Here's the following. Do the wood scopes. Next demand, take a 15-minute nap with Justin from Cleveland in his car. Give up the rapper who hit on Janet. Reveal the dump of a town that my father took me to on a college visit. Have Hawk take down his stash. Pay for a bust of James Kelly and his five head to sit in studio when he's not there. Yeah, I've been pricing that thing out. I hope I don't pull that one. That's expensive, yo. Next demand, bring back the hack off one more time. Chug a beer on air like Tom Brady. Bring back the death pool. Wear Hawk style shirts buttoned up to the top for a week. Do another tour stop at any location to be determined. Grant a self-gloss Friday. Self-glossing is not allowed. You want that back. Let Janet co-host a segment. I discussed it with her this weekend. She's not that happy about that. She just does not have faith. She doesn't have the confidence she can pull it off. I said, sweetheart, you're doing it. If I pull it, you're doing it. Let Alvin co-host a segment.
Dude, if I pull it, you're doing it.
Let Logan co-host a segment. Oh, this one's a beauty. Rogan Loam. This one's a beauty. Be the best man at Jeff in San Antonio's wedding. Admit SJP looks like a horse. Bring back the piece of crap club.
Give me back my son.
Make Hawk run a 10K in golf spikes. Take the goat down to a stash. Have James Kelly read mean tweets about his forehead for a segment. Caddy for Adam Hawk for 18 holes. Give us an all OJ Simpson day.
Oh.
Make the XR4Ti microwave fish in the control room one day. Reset the adult alarm. Play the Mark Gray Slump Buster interview. Use the neti pot live on TV. Dress up in costume for Wednesday, October 31st, 2018. You know how I feel about Halloween costumes. Y'all think that's pretty funny, don't you? All of us coming in costume for an entire day. Next demand, disclose what kind of a car I drive. For some reason, a few of you want that. Attend the San Quentin game with Bob Myers. Attend the next Southern California fish concert. My personal favorite, and I do hope I pull this one. Mandate that Alvin DeLauro gets a vasectomy.
Dude, yes.
Turn one denim Friday into an all-denim Canadian tuxedo Friday. Do Romageddon 2. A lot of demands in that box. Ban Parody Larry phone calls from the show for life. Reset the Carl in Rosemead call. Do a live show from Javier's. Let the clones name the next horse. Use exclusively Nickelback rejoins for an entire week of shows.
Look at this photograph.
Man, that would suck so much. I better not pull that one. Next demand. Have one bring your cat to work day. Bring your cat to work. Hawk's all about that one. Reed. Hey, how many of you dudes have cats? Just Hawk and I. Our cats. No, they didn't say bring your dog to work day. They said bring your cat. Next, read every Najee tweet and email brought into you by the XR4TI for one day. Great. Attend Cruz Pedregon's Pomona race in November. Those are the demands. Those are the ones in the box of chaos. When we return, we draw five. Don't go anywhere. Meantime, hit me up right now. Phone line is wide open. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at habitate.com. Or just lay out and wait for this break. I'm going to get you a sports update in a second. But when we come back, I pull five of those demands out of that there box. The polling and balloting is open. Hit me up. Get me in so I can make good on five of these things. Time now for a sports.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
If you want maximum performance from your car, you could use an Edge, Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology is three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 VisGrade. It helps to fight friction. It delivers outstanding levels of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. I'm about to go into the box of chaos. Go ahead, Austin, bring it on in. I've got some reaction coming. Some of the early reaction is, Rome, the thing that you want more than anything else, apparently, from what I'm seeing right now on Twitter and TweetDeck, you want the Nickelback rejoins for an entire week. Man, that's the one I hope I don't pull. Nine segments, five shows, 45 segments, all Nickelback. Hey, they're all in there. Man, I hope that's not the one that I pull. It's going to be like playing Russian roulette every time I go in there. Phil in Dallas tweets, if you pull Carl and Rosemead, it'll give me a, well, it'll make me really happy. Hashtag BISP. It's another one that I hope that I don't pull. Listen, there's got to be a bunch of things in there that I don't want to pull to give us some stakes. The stakes are high. Rome, those demands are terrorist level. If I were you, I'd smash that box.
Smash.
See, here's the thing. Yeah. I'm not offended by it. I'm fine with it. I said it from the very jump. I need you worse than you need me. I mean, yeah, I'd love to think that my 30 years of work without really asking you to ever do anything at all would be fine. But it's not for a lot of you. It's fine. I'm good with it. You want something in return for your vote? I'm willing to give you something in return for your vote. Now, those are the demands. Every single one of them is in that box of chaos. All that's left to do now is draw out five of them randomly. Now, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking before you think it. You're thinking, is this rigged? Is the fix in? Is the envelope frozen? Man, I wish David Stern was here so I could ask him. No, the answer is no. The answer is no. And to prove that point, I'm going to have Adam Hawk come into the studio. Bring it in, Hawk. And he's going to open up the box and he's going to place it at arm's length away from me. And what's up, Hawk?
Hey, Jim.
I'm going to have him shuffle the contents of the box between each draw so I can look away to make sure that it's completely random and it's legitimate. There's nothing frozen in there. In fact, Hawk, go ahead. I won't even look right now. Is there anything frozen in that box?
Nothing
unsavory or unseemly?
Nope, looks good.
All right, so now this is key too. If you have a problem at all with how this turns out, go ahead and get bent. Because I don't think the other three hosts are messing around with staff vasectomies.
Dude,
they're not messing around with a Nickelback rejoin for an entire week in exchange for a vote. The last thing that I can have happen is that I read a bunch of tweets from people who are pissed that their demand did not get picked. It's one thing to be ungrateful enough to require a demand in exchange for a vote, but it's something totally different to be pissed at what I pull out of that box. I can only pull out of the box what I pull out of the box. So you're going to have to live with it. I'm going to pull five things out of it. Are you ready? The box of chaos. The demands are in the box. Here come the five. Hawk, shuffle the contents first.
Here we go.
Shuffle it up first. Shuffle it up first. I'm not watching what you're doing. Okay. Stakes are high. Here comes number one. I'm looking away. I don't see it. Demand number one, if you're watching on TV or even listening, microwave fish in the XR40i control room. That sucks for us, doesn't it? The clones might not get what they want, but that's going to really suck. Microwave fish? Is that like for a segment, for an entire day?
No!
We can microwave it once. It's going to last the whole day. It'll last a whole week. All right, there's number one. Man, why don't you close that box up? Shake it all up. There's one. Okay. Good news is that's fish, but that's not Nickelback. Good news for you, Alvy. You still have your junk.
Dude, no.
All right. Here comes demand number two. You go vote now. I've already met one of your demands. Let's find out. This is number two of five. They're all in the box. Demand number two, in exchange for your votes, read every Najee tweet brought in to you by the XR4TI for one show. Oh, holy crap. Yeah, I said it. What do you mean that's great? That's definitely one of the ones I did not want to pull.
No!
Clones, keep in mind, you got to get me in. I don't have to do any of this if you don't get me voted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Two down, three to go. Najee.
Great.
That's not great, Hawk. Who's that great for, Hawk? We'll see how great you think that is, Hawk, when we no longer have a show. We have to microwave fish in the control room. And we have to read Najee tweets. I'm starting to hope I don't get into the Hall of Fame. All right, here we go. Number three. Three of five. Remember, you got to get me in for me to make good on any of these things, much less all of them. Number three. Number three. Pay for a bust of James Kelly to sit in the studio Monday through Thursday. XR4TI loves that one. Yeah, like I said, that's the one I hope that I don't pull. I've been pricing that thing out. That's not cheap. Squatter, you don't need to come any more than once a week because I will have you in spirit the other 4 days. There it is. Now we're down to two. Fish in the microwave. Najee tweets. James Kelly. Stakes are high now. I have not pulled Nickelback yet. What else do you want me to pull? What else were they big on?
The rapper.
Oh, the rapper. Yeah, somebody actually sent in something saying, hey, Rome, I don't want you to pull that rapper that hit on Janet. I need you to pull the rapper who hit on Janet. Stakes are high. You've got two shots left. Three down, two to go. Let's find out. It's two for me. Is it going to be Nickelback? Is it going to be the rapper? Is it going to be the one that I want? Alvy getting cut. Alvy getting gelded.
Dude, no.
Let's find out. Alvy, dude, you are sweating it. One more tour stop. One more tour stop. Any location. One more tour stop. All right, so I don't know where we do that. Tour stops were great back in the day. Now we're down to our last one. Stakes are high. Man, close that box up and just shake that thing up. Is Alvy going to get snipped?
Or are we going to play Nickelback for an entire week? Do we give up the rapper that hit on my wife? I was not there that night. In a Beverly Hills restaurant. What is the last one going to be? Just to recap. We have to microwave fish in the control room. I pay for a bust of James Kelly to sit in his empty chair the 4 days a week that he's not here. I have to read Najee tweets. And one more tour stop. Man, I hope we get James Kelly mean tweets. That'd be cool.
That'd be great.
Let's find out. Last one. And number five. Number five is... the fifth and last demand. Have James Kelly read mean tweets. James Kelly read mean tweets about his forehead for a segment. All right, then. There you go. Thanks, Hawk. Thank you for your box of chaos. Listen, I'm sorry that you didn't get to find out which rapper hit on my wife. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm really happy we're not doing Nickelback for an entire week. Alvin, how good do you feel right now? Alvy does not get cut. Alvin, you are welcome to procreate as much as you want. Alvin's hyped. All right, listen. Don't at me because you didn't get what you wanted. We did that fair and square. Those are the five randomly selected from the box of chaos. And remember, you don't get those five unless you can somehow get me in to the Hall of Fame. You now know what I'm willing to give back in return for my induction into the National Radio Hall of Fame. So get at it. Get to voting. Text 800-296-000. Once again, vote at radiovote.com. Radiovote.com. Get us in. I'll pay off those five demands. And listen, let's just be real straight about this. Man, don't come in here and say, you know what, Rome? That's not the demand I was looking for. I'm not voting for you. Man, that would be a bag move. That would be very baggy, man. Come on, just do it. Thumb out the text. Go online to radiovote.com. It takes maybe 5 seconds. Let's get this thing. Let's go in together. Let's do it. And in the meantime, let's microwave some fish. Let's take some Najee tweets. And let's give James Kelly his due.
We're going ballistic, man. Go get him.
Let's get him in studio to read the mean tweets about his gigantic five head. And let's get him his bust. And let's get a tour stop. Let's get him his tour stop. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to the phones. We go to Fall City. Liz in Fall City. Liz, good morning. What's going on? How are you?
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Great. Liz, I'm having a great day. How about you?
Great. Hey, that box of chaos, it should have been called the box of nightmares, especially for one James Kelly. Oh, my. And let me put in my vote for the tour stop. Please come to Texas. Houston, where Stuxnet is, or San Antonio, where we are, we'll throw down a huge barbecue and a huge party. I promise. And I'm telling you, I agree with you. Nothing is set in stone. Everybody get out there and vote. I have been on the phone all morning with my mom, my brothers, my friends, my coworkers, getting them all to vote. And I'm telling you, if I can get my 73-year-old mom to text in a vote, anybody can do it. Anyway, Jim, were you going on Woodscopes anyway one day? Wore that microwave fish? Eesh. And were you getting in the Hall of Fame? Love you, dude. I'm out.
Liz, I love you, too. Great energy. Nice job. Good looking out, Liz. I'll tell you what I can do. I mean, some of you are disappointed that what you wanted didn't come through. Do this. Go to my pinned tweet. Go to @JimRome. Go to my pinned tweet, the one that tells you how to vote. At the very top, the tweet that's pinned. Retweet that 500 times. In the next hour. If you do that, I will go into the box again and pick one more demand.
What?
Get it to 500 or get 500 more. I'll tell you what. Just so you have a real good shot at that, get it to 500. Get it to 500. Get that retweeted 500 times. Get it to 500 and I will pull another demand before the end of the show.
What?
But you got to get it done this hour. Alvin, you're not out of the woods yet. bro. You could still get cut.
No.
Yes, dude. Yes. You could still get cut. Janet could still host a segment. Logan could still host a segment. Alvy can still host a segment. Nickelback for an entire week. These are all still possible. If you retweet that 500 times, go to @JimRome, get it to 500. I will go into that box one more time. The box is still on my desk. When we come back, Doc Emmerich joins us. We talk Stanley Cup Final with him. That's next. Retweet me. Retweet the pinned tweet. Get it to 500, and I'll go back in that box once more. Stay tuned.